Advocates for low-income housing projects say what's at stake is as many as 1,700 subsidized apartments in Madison alone. Linda Ketchum of Madison Urban Ministry says unless the state legislature changes state statute, there will be a drastic jump in the city's homeless population. She says one Madison housing group is facing a $60,000 property tax bill after 30 years of being tax exempt.
No nonprofit housing provider has that kind of money. So the decisions come down to, do you reduce services? Do you reduce staff? Do you let some of the properties go? Because they don't have the option of raising rent because of the federal funding guidelines that come down.
Ketchum says once Madison starts collecting the tax, other cities across the state will do the same, and the result will be mentally ill and disabled people living in many of these apartments being put out on the street. Madison State Representative Therese Brousseau has a bill designed to clarify the definition of benevolent organization that could protect some low-income housing groups. But she's waiting for a signal from the governor about what fix he would support.
The private market doesn't provide for these people. We need to take care of them, and if we want to come back and more tightly define benevolent or come up with more tax exemptions, we can always do that. We're real good at granting tax exemptions up here.
Advocates for taxing the nonprofit low-income housing groups say too many of them are pocketing profits in the form of government subsidies at the expense of the poor. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.